guaranteed income is something that I've been promoting for years now. And it's something that a guaranteed basic income will allow people to have at least a basic income. And what we found in jurisdictions where it does work or it has been tried is people will not only have their base income, but they'll also work harder to gain more because there's nothing being taken away from them for their incentives. So there really is a good push for people to become productive parts of society. Now, the expanded Canada Workers' Benefit is including 1 million more Canadians to help about 100,000 working people out of poverty. That's helping them. We've lowered taxes on the middle class. And these are the people who are working. We've increased the basic personal amount to $15,000 by 2023. And I would like to see that go higher so that anybody within that income bracket doesn't pay any taxes. And we've got a whole list of other things that we've done to date. It's kind of difficult to go through them all, but provided additional assistance to low-cost, low and modest income individuals and families with specific top-up under the goods and services tax. We've amended the Income Tax Act to allow EI beneficiaries to make claims for child care expenses and disability support deductions. We've extended increase to the Canada Child Benefit, a tax payment of up to $6,833 per year. There's a whole list of things that we've done over the past number of years, and we want to continue. One of the things we're working on, and I think is very important to working families, is child care. $10 a day child care is something that we've got agreements with 7 of the 10 provinces and 1 territory. We want to continue to make sure that that is available to everyone, that women in our society can rejoin the workforce and raise the productivity of our country so that we become more competitive on an international scale. And on a national scale, it would be the fulfillment of individuals, including women, who will be taking part in the economy. There is support for our middle-class workers to make sure that they don't pay any taxes on the first $15,000. But again, we want to see that increased. Will also mean about 700,000 more Canadians, including seniors and young people, starting their careers, will pay no federal tax at all, lifting them. And that's nearly 40,000 more people out of poverty. And that's something that is very important, especially when you're starting off. We'll give families more time and money to help raise their kids. And the Canada Child Benefit is out there, which receives more money every month to 9 out of 10 families. And with that, we've lifted over 300,000 children out of poverty. And that's something that we want to continue and we want to see continue under a Liberal government.